Wiley Audio is pleased to present Common Stocks and Uncommon Profits by Philip A. Fisher. This is George Guidel. Chapter 1. Clues from the Past. You have some money in the bank. You decide you'd like to buy some common stock. You may have reached this decision because you desire to have more income than you would if you use these funds in other ways. You may have reached it because you want to grow with America. Possibly you think of earlier years when Henry Ford was starting the Ford Motor Company, or Andrew Mellon was building up the Aluminum Company of America, and you wonder if you couldn't discover some young enterprise which might today lay the groundwork for a great fortune for you too. Just as likely, you are more afraid than hopeful and want to have a nest egg against a rainy day. Consequently, after hearing more and more about inflation, you desire something which will be safe and yet protected from further shrinkage in the buying power of the dollar. Probably, your real motives are a mixture of a number of these things, influenced somewhat by knowing a neighbor who has made some money in the market, and possibly by receiving a pamphlet in the mail explaining just why Midwestern pumpernickel is now a bargain. A single basic motive lies behind all this, however. For one reason or another, through one method or another, you buy common stocks in order to make money. Therefore, it seems logical that before even thinking of buying any common stock, the first step is to see how money has been most...